Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Jeremy the Impact York here to bring you Jaguar Zone for this awesome week of June. It's finally June, which means it is super hot anywhere down here in the South, especially as some of the newer players have learned. On today's show, we do have a special guest calling in. It'll be Brent Barley from the Teal Street Hooligans. He'll catch you up on everything that all the big events and how you can be a part of everything. Also, we'll talk about Red Bryant's new effort. We'll talk about the new linebacker position. I'll give you an update on offensive line coach Steve Yarno. You know, he is battling cancer now, and we wish him the best on all that. We'll also talk about the newer defensive line with all these guys we brought in. It's got a different look. It's going to be a little different lining up there, and I think you're going to really like it. And also, we're going to kind of go over, should the Jacksonville Jaguars be on HBO's Hard Knocks, you know, the big show that a lot of the Jets have been on, and I believe Miami was on it, even though that seemed to be just for Ryan Tannehill's girlfriend. But, you know, then again, it is what it is. But I do want to start on the new effort of Red Bryant, who was a defensive lineman they brought in from Seattle. During his career, he's kind of been known as one of those guys, you know, doesn't necessarily – he didn't always have the best attitude. He was always good. He could back up what he did on the field. But, you know, was kind of to use a term by one of my colleagues, he was kind of a gamer. And by gamer, I mean, as good as he is, you know, when it comes time to practice, kind of had that Allen Iverson type deal where practice, you know, practice? We're talking about practice? Yeah, you know, in the National Football League, you do kind of need to practice. And when you're a gamer, practice isn't always your number one priority. Sometimes you miss it. Maybe you don't give a full effort. But when it comes game time, all bets are off, you know. Suddenly this guy just is focused and just jumping all over the place and just doing everything that he needs to do. Well, Red Bryant, ever since he's become a Jaguar, his attitude changed a little bit. He doesn't feel like anything is a given. A lot of people thought he's stepping into a situation where he can automatically be able to start, and, you know, he's just pretty much being handed the reins. That's the coaching staff and himself have echoed these sentiments that is not the case whatsoever. Bryant has decided that he's going to earn his spot. So he's out there, you know, digging in practice, making sure he can do everything that he can do to impress you guys and to impress us and to impress, you know, everybody from the media to the top brass all the way down to the fans, even the popcorn vendor in 313, you know. He wants to make sure everybody knew he earned his spot. He didn't just step into this. And there's a lot of these guys that are that way. Ziggy Hood said the same thing. A lot of these guys they've even drafted. You know, Allen Robinson, even though he's going to be out a couple weeks with an injury sustained earlier today, I believe he pulled his hamstring. But, you know, being a route runner, that's kind of big. But I think he'll only miss a few weeks. It'll be okay. Think about a hamstring injury. For those of you who haven't done it, haven't pulled one, and consider yourself lucky, it does not feel well. At least in my experience, it's easier to run a straight line with a hamstring injury than it is to do the route running and cutting that he would be doing. So I know that is extremely painful. But, you know, going back to Red Bryant, I enjoy this kid's play, and I look forward to if his attitude is that he's going to earn his spot, then that's going to rub off on everybody else, including the new guys and some of the rookies and stuff that, you know, you earn your keep around here. You don't just walk in the door and expect to be handed the keys. Switching gears, like I said, I do want to give you a little bit of an update on offensive line Steve Yarno, who was diagnosed with cancer the other day. So far, he hasn't missed any time of work, but Gus Bradley said, you know, whatever time he needs to take, you know, to deal with everything. And I know the Jaguar community and Duval and everybody is just going to rally around this guy. He's been on the team for a while. This guy, he's one of the good guys in the league for sure. And you definitely want to make sure, you know, if you see him out or if you get it, you know, if you have his email or his Twitter or his Facebook or if you just want to drop a letter by the Everbank field, I'm sure he would appreciate it. And, you know, he's a trooper, and I think he's going to come through this. But, you know, everybody keep him in your thoughts and prayers. And switching gears once again, I did want to mention that defensive end Chris Clemens did finally show up after missing three sessions of OTAs. And that's nothing to really worry about. I believe he took the extra time to make sure he was focused and in the shape that he needed to be, because he realizes where the competition is going to be, and that defensive line is going to be an open competition. You know, some early quotes from him today, he pretty much builds up to speed with where everybody else is. The offseason's real long. People train at different rates and different speeds, and, you know, he says back home he was taking the extra time to take care of his body and training and taking care of some personal issues so that when he walked in the door here, he was ready to go. Here he is. It's good to have him in camp for sure. Want to get the June 5th, I believe, which is Thursday. Yeah, Thursday's practice, the OTA, is open to the public. I believe you do have to go on Jaguars.com to register for that, but they make it super simple. Just go on there, and you can either type it in the search, or it's usually on the front page for sure. Make sure to go out and support these guys. You know, in case Coach Yarno's over there, you can, you know, let him know he's not in this alone. I know a lot of people know people that have battled cancer, and it can be overcome. And, you know, we wish him the best as far as that. You know, go let Red Bryant know that you appreciate he's trying. Go let Chris Clemens know that you're glad he showed up. You know, these guys sometimes just need a little pat on the back, even though they know they're doing their job. Let them know they're doing it well, or you like what they're doing. Or if you don't like it, let them know. Maybe it'll change things. But so far, I haven't seen a Jaguar with a negative attitude, which is just awesome. There's not many teams that can say that. But this new defensive line, I mean, I'm not saying that the one before this was any different. But by far, this one is stronger, it's faster, and the depth that's involved is just insane. I can't believe how strong and fast some of these guys they brought in are. I mean, some of these guys didn't necessarily play this way other places. Some of them did, but some of them, you didn't really know what you had until they got here, and you get to see them work. And I mean, it's just really, really cool the way all this works. I mean, you know, from the Red Bryants to the Chris Clemens and all these guys and Ziggy Hoods and all these everybody is just that intensity level is just so much higher. It's insane. I mean, like I said, make sure to go to these open when they open the open to the public OTAs. Not every team's doing this. As far as I know, the Jaguars are probably one of probably 5 to 7 teams that are actually doing open to the public practices. You know, it's not something that like the Atlanta Falcons like to do for whatever reason there is. It's not that they're really hiding anything. I don't know if they just don't want they think it's a distraction or whatever it is, but you know, as far as the Jaguars are concerned, they want you to come in here. They want you to know what's going on. But I did tell you about the way the linebacking, this new kind of linebacker thing is going. They've kind of got rid of that strong side linebacker. What they're shifting to is something they've kind of termed OTTO. That's OTTO. You're going to probably hear it a lot. I'm sure John Osier is probably went over it a little bit already because he's really good at doing that. But basically what that means is it's a linebacker, their primary job is to hold the edge against the run. They're looking at, you know, Leroy Reynolds, you know, second-year veteran that he is. He's worked on it. And Dakota Watson is looking to start in that position. You know, in the same way that they made the Leo back with Jason Babin, they kind of make a hybrid thing. So that you can, you know, so you can better understand kind of the hybrid back so that it confuses the defense. You don't really know where this guy's coming from, if he's rushing, if he's holding the edge, this kind of thing. It's just a whole new way for them to throw something different at, you know, the Colts, throw them at Pittsburgh, throw them at all these teams that usually tend to kind of try to find a way to beat the Jaguars pretty well. They're coming with something different this year, something that they don't even care if you know what it is. You're still not going to know exactly what it is. And, I mean, as a Jaguar fan, I look forward to this season. Not only just the new guys and the new schemes and everything, but, I mean, if you haven't experienced a game, and especially a tailgate, and we'll get into that here in a second as we talk to Brett Barley of the Teal Street Hooligans. Between the Teal Street Hooligans and the Bold City Brigade, they're always out doing things. They throw the best tailgate party I've been a part of, or at least one of them. And like I said, we'll get into that here in a second, but, I mean, you got to go out and experience Everbank Field and what Jaguar Nation brings every week. You'll see the owner walking around. It just feels so alive. There's a player walk where the players walk past you to get to the field. To me, that makes it feel like they're more accountable. And in being more accountable, they're going to play better. They're going to give you maximum effort. You never see the Jaguars give up on any kind of play. But as I said, here in a few short minutes, we will be talking to Brett from the Teal Street Hooligans right on the other side of the break.
Hi, Jeremy the Impact York here from Mellow Mushroom. Are you looking for a great family-friendly restaurant with food that is great and healthy? Drop by the Mellow Mushroom. They use the freshest ingredients to make everything on their amazing menu. Pizzas, calzones, salads, and more, plus daily drink specials. Go to mellowmushroom.com to find the location nearest you. Jeremy the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business. Hey, Zoners, it's Jeremy the Impact York. Are you looking for a dinner full of flavor with a little kick? Then Tequila Mexican Restaurant is your destination for authentic Mexican food and drinks. Make sure to come by on the weekends for live music on the patio and bring all your friends for a good time. With locations in Dallas and Hiram, they are ready to dish out their great food and more.
And we are back. As always, try to support all our sponsors. They appreciate your support, and they allow me to come on here and talk about Jaguar Nation all the time. But as I said, I do want to bring on right now, from the Teal Street Hooligans, Mr. Brett Barley. Brett, are you on with us?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, Jeremy? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. Thanks so much for having me on tonight, man. I'm excited.
I'm glad one of you guys could come on like this.
I talk
about the Teal Street Hooligans and the Bold City Brigade a lot, and of course, it's a lot easier for you guys because you guys are the ones that run it. You know, tell everybody a little bit more about the Hooligans and, you know, what you guys do.
Well, it's a pretty simple story, actually. It's just a tailgate party for the Jaguars games. We started doing them in 2007, so this will be our eighth season, and we've always been at the same place, at the intersection of Duval and Bryan Streets. And basically, I mean, we started going to games, you know, a few years ago, and I think everyone kind of realized how blessed we were to have a team and the accessibility and cheap tickets and all this kind of stuff. And when we started to going, when we started going to games, there weren't really, you know, so many people. So we just kind of, you know, wanted to invite our friends and give them something to do. So just kept throwing a little bit of a party and trying to get the word out. And that's where we are today, pretty much.
Yeah, definitely so. And I was in contact. I didn't even know you guys that I hate to admit it, but I didn't even know you guys were part of it. I'd been talking to the Bold City Brigade as I was coming down last year to catch a game, and they're like, yeah, you can't miss us. It's one of the biggest tailgates you'll ever see. And from the I was parked on the other side of the stadium, but as I walked towards the stadium, I can just see this just mass of people over there having the best time, dancing, hanging out, talking Jaguars. That has got to be them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's what, I mean, that's exactly why it's so cool to have Bolt City involved because, you know, like I was saying before, we always wanted to have a very grassroots, you know, word of mouth type deal to it, and having Bolt City come along, you know, and join us out there. It's been over a year now. We absolutely love working with those guys, and everybody knows what all they do for this team and this city. So, I mean, that's it right there. It's just a way to get it to more people, you know, like we were saying, we want everybody. It's open invite every week. We want anybody that wants to have a good time and get closer to the fan base, the others to come on out. So, Bolt City Brigade, Tilstrew Hooligans, we're all out there, and we have a good time, man.
Oh yes, definitely a good time. And you know, we'll switch focus real quick to. You know, your thoughts on this season. You know, you're getting to see firsthand some of these new guys as they're probably just walking around town, and you guys have been able to interact with some of these guys. You know, what are kind of your thoughts on this season?
I mean, I think everyone's just real excited. I think, I mean, the most obvious one to bring up would be Blake, but, you know, a few of us were I heard you talk to Downer Jag on the show before. A few of us got to go up to New York and catch it firsthand, and it was really great, man. I think it's so cool about guys like Blake, and just not just him, obviously a lot of newcomers on this team, but you know, they'll go on Twitter and they'll drop a Duval for us or whatever, you know, and everyone's real interactive, and it seems like everyone's real excited to be here and be a part of the future of this team. So it's just a really exciting time, and it's hard to pick a new favorite player. I can't wait to see it all happen and to see what we come away with this year.
Well, hopefully he bounces back from his hamstring injury, but my current favorite's Allen Robinson. But it just so happens to be I was part of a Google Plus hangout with him, so I got to chat with him. He's a real cool guy.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Yeah, he sure seems like it. And, you know, Marquise as well. I mean, everyone was so excited, you know, at the draft, and even afterwards the buzz is still alive about the draft. So that's so cool to hear. You know, it was thought to have been one of the deeper drafts in some time, and to see the Jaguars walk away with what appears to be, really a handful of steals, you know, everyone's really excited.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you spoke of – I did get to talk to a Downer Jag fan, who is, I guess, one of the more infamous guys on Twitter as far as
Everybody
Jaguar
loves Downer,
fans go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's great. did you get a chance to go up to the draft with the big trip?
Yeah. Actually, a few of the hooligans made it on up, and this was our first year. I know some of the Bold City guys have been heading up there for a couple years now, so they kind of showed us rookies around, and we had a good time, man. We went up there, and the Jaguars, like Downer told you about when he was on the show, the Jaguars were so great to us. They saw us off at the airport, and you know, they were great on social media, and even bought some drinks at the bar for everyone, which was really asking for it, to be honest with you. But yeah, they were very great. So we had an absolute blast, and it was a bucket list thing, man. I wanted to go to the draft one time in my life. You know, it seems like such a cool thing to do, and now it's like, oh, now I want to go back every year. It's such a blast up there. So.
Oh yeah, it's definitely on my bucket list. I may have to join you guys next year. That seemed really cool.
Please do. Yeah, I think we ended up with, you know, all the Bold City people, including, you know, everyone. I think it was like around 130 people. And
wow.
I believe capacity at Radio City is like 1,000. So that's 13% of the crowd right there, you know, off the bat from what we knew. So so it was a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of people that you might have talked to on Twitter or, you know, something like that about the tailgate or whatever. And you got to meet people in person. And it was just great, man. It was a great opportunity to go, you know, really far from home with a bunch of Jaguar fans and just have a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will get into some Jaguar questions here as people send in stuff all the time to the show. So, you know, as I've answered them before, I like to let my guests answer them as well. The main question I continue to get asked, and a lot of times I catch a lot of backlash for the way I've answered it, but, you know, how do you feel as Chad Henne as your starter for this year and that Blake Bortles is going to kind of be – you know, his shadow for an entire year?
Oh man, let's see if I can dodge some of that backlash. you know what? I think we're in a good position. I mean, really, when you break it down and you're just looking from a complete non-biased standpoint, the ideal position to be in drafting especially a quarterback, drafting a young guy, is to have someone in front of him and give him time to sit and learn, regardless of what's happening with the team. So I'm pretty excited that for Blake that he's in that position. But for Chad himself, if you look at, you know, the last 8 games of the year, was a totally different story than the first half of the year was. And, you know, Chad can, you know, he's a serviceable, he's very serviceable. He knows the system, and, you know, he's a well-liked guy. So personally, I know everyone might not agree, but I personally look forward to going up to the stadium and seeing what Chad can do for us this season and watching the development of Blake.
Yeah, I'm not just because I'm a Chad Henne guy. Just, I mean, I'm a big Michigan fan, so I've followed Chad for many, many years.
Oh, I got you.
But
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's, you know, from the bipartisan area, I guess, you know, it's, I'm right there with you on that. It's not many people get the unique opportunity to draft such a good guy as Blake and be able to let him sit beside an 8, 9, 10 year veteran like Henne, where he can actually kind of show you how to be a pro, not just how to play, because Blake knows how to throw a football. He's just kind of going, this is kind of how, this is the ropes. This is how things pan out in the pros.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Maybe giving him a little bit of time for maybe the game to slow down for him or whatever. You know, I'm not a quarterback. I'm probably not a great person to ask about it, but I think it was Dave that said, you know, we've seen what it was like when we had to throw a quarterback into the fire before. And, you know, that obviously wasn't the intention for Blaine, you know, a couple years ago, but things happened there, and he's right. We did all see what happened. So I think, you know, whatever it takes, man. I don't think anyone really is thinking Super Bowl or bust for this season. So, you know, whatever it takes to better the team in the long run. And I know the fans are excited. I mean, you saw the numbers from camp last week, and I know fans are amped on it. So it's obvious to me and that they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And my co-host on another show that I do, End Zone, Coach Haywood Hill, he's done everything from being a scout to a coach all over the league and in the indoor and arena leagues and stuff. He was able to say that, you know, you don't get this unique situation like this, and even with some of the, you know, receivers and stuff that they got as well, that, you know, even having – Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee, that they can sometimes learn a lot more from the other veterans of the team. That's why you bring in the Red Bryants and the, you know, guys like that. And, you know, like I said earlier, as Chris Clemens has finally shown up, it's not a big diva moment or nothing like that. He had some stuff to take care of. But, you know, is there really anybody out there that you're either super excited to see or you're kind of waiting to see how it's going to pan out? I mean, I know with the Blackman situation, we're kind of all still on pins and needles with that, but
right, waiting to see there. It sure seems to me that they drafted with Blackman out of the picture as far as in their minds. So I mean, who knows what would happen there if he did come back? You know, you can only imagine what it would be like to have a straight Blackman with the other talent that we have in our receiving corps now. But as far as players that we going to be there, I mean, it's very exciting because there was a lot of defensive players you talked about that came in this offseason that I think are going to be, you know, big impact. You talk about big guys, Red Bryant, you know, that's a 6'4", 300-plus guy, and Ziggy Hood, or Soggy Hood, as he's come to be known around these parts. He, you know, these are big old boys. So, you know, I have a personal favorite of mine. I'm a big Derek Marks guy. I know you talk Michigan. I know you're a Michigan fan. I'm a lifelong Auburn fan, so that's my little homer pick right there. But I think he's just such a great guy. And I read a thing last year where he played, I think it was like 900-plus snaps or something nuts. So, you know, I think the mission here with bringing in all these guys in free agency is really to just keep fresh legs. You want the rotation, and obviously they want that D-line to be bigger and faster, and it looks like they're on the right path. It should be a lot of fun. There's a lot of new guys to be excited about.
Yeah, definitely. And we are speaking with our special guest, Mr. Brett Barley from the Teal Street Hooligans. You know, kind of the quick question, should Jacksonville do Hard Knocks?
Oh, Hard Knocks. Oh, man. You know what? I don't know. I watched the show myself. It doesn't seem like something that they would, you know, take particular interest in. I don't know how that works if they make a certain team, you know, do it. I remember reading that teams weren't so interested or whatever. I think it would be cool. It'd be cool to see, you know, with the scoreboards, the new GM and all the new stuff that's going on, to see the development of that. But you know, I'm not losing sleep over it. The Jaguars not being picked. You know, it's probably less stress on them. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chad Henne doesn't really. He's not married to, I guess, the bombshell that they're usually looking for, as though Ryan Tannehill was in Miami. And, you know, there's not really the Johnny Manziels running around Jacksonville, thank goodness.
Right. Right,
but,
yeah.
Even though I think Jacksonville would have a lot of fun, the city of Jacksonville would have a lot of fun with Manziel. I don't really know how that would pan out. He doesn't really fit the scheme.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm under the impression we're going to have fun anyway.
It's already a fun place. We don't need to bring in other circus performers.
Right. That's kind of, you know, like when it was funny because my dad he's always been a big college guy. I don't think he understands how pro football works a lot of the time. But I remember coming home from the trip, and the first thing he said was, you know, I can't believe they passed on Manziel at 3. And I was like, well, the team that ended up drafting Manziel passed on Manziel first. So, I mean, I don't really understand how you can see the blame there. But, as far as sideshows and stuff like that, we were just talking about this blacklisting, and I obviously don't think that's something that they want to be a part of and whatnot. The kid, you know, going to Vegas 2 weeks into camp or whatever. It just doesn't seem like that would have gone over so great here. So, personally, I'm relieved. I know a lot of people would have loved to have had the entertainment of that, but, you know, it's going to be an entertaining year anyway, and, you know, I'm glad that the fans aren't. It seems like this fan base doesn't need a sideshow to be entertained and be behind this team. This fan base is going to be behind this team anyway. And it's really, you know, again, going back to what Bold City's doing and what we've been trying to do, and this fan base is coming together and rallying around this team, and it's about the name on the front of the jersey and not the back, and doesn't look like that's changing anytime soon. So we're so excited for this team.
Definitely so. And I can't let you get out of here as we're in the last few minutes here without asking about any upcoming events or any big fundraisers you guys are having that people can be a part of.
Absolutely, yeah. We're doing our second annual off-season tailgate. We did this last year. It'll be at the offices of Farrah & Farrah downtown Jacksonville in their courtyard. That'll be Saturday, June 21st at 1 o'clock. There'll be live bands, free food, free beer. You get a free shirt from us and Minor Thread Clothing. We have pre-sale tickets available. If you check out our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, we have pre-sales on there, PayPal, cash, card, any way you want to do it. So it'll be an outdoor barbecue type feel and just a nice gathering of fans. It's in honor of the Sulzbacher Center. So, you know, we'll be helping a charity while we're up there having a good time, and some of the funds will go toward the tailgate for the year. So we'll have a really good time, and hopefully everyone can come on out and hang out.
Definitely so. And as we're in the last minute here, so real quickly, I'll get you to describe one of the best things I've ever seen out of a fan group or a tailgate. Describe what a circle up is.
Oh, the circle up. It is a how do I put this? Everyone gets in a big circle, and then you have runners in the middle. Okay, and the runners go around, and they are going to slap fives with everyone on the outside of the circle. And then you're all going to be, you know, kind of building up. It's like an O type thing while you're running. You're going to show your O face, and then when you will chant Jaguars, J-A-G-U-A-R-S, Jaguars, and then you shotgun a beer. And if you run the circle, that's like our unofficial initiation into the tailgate, but it's open for everyone to come on out. And if you're not of drinking age, grab a Capri Sun and hop in the circle, man. We have a good time, and we do it every half hour, so it happens to be off, and it's last. So please come on out. I expect to see you out there, Jeremy, man. You got to come on out and run the circle with us.
I was about to say, if John Ozer can do it, and if everybody in their mascot can do it, I do believe I owe you guys one from last season. So, I do appreciate you calling in. That was Brett Barley from the Teal Street Hooligans. And that's going to do it for us this week on Jaguar Zone. Appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.